Well, there's the best band in Britain, in my opinion.
Big words.
The Darkness, Growing on Me, on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington.
Have you got the album?
And already, they've had an argument.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know whether we need to cheapen the show by discussing it, but I asked for a particular track. Carl is the producer, and he failed to get it for me. He's failed to bring it up from the record library. Completely failed in his mission. He needed to get two records, and he failed to get one of them. A 50% error rate there.
Yeah, but like I said, I looked in the system, it told me what album it's on, I brought that album up. I'm busy.
But, okay, so fine. Fine, you're absolutely fine then, that's no problem. You know, that's a great excuse, Carl. Brilliant. The show has been ruined, it's been partially ruined, but you've got a bit of an excuse.
Alright. I didn't make a big deal out of it when you said, oh, and whilst you're down there, get us a new 50 Cent single.
I never said, while you're down there, get a new 50 Cent single. I asked you if 50 Cent single was lying around. If it hadn't been here, I wouldn't have worried.
So I get it, yeah, I did that for you.
Right.
And then I come up, you say, has it got swearing in it? Well, what? I don't know, it's 5 to 1, Steve.
You're the producer!
You're the producer,
it's the brand new single, I'd have thought it had been lying around in the XFM office anyway.
But I don't have time to sit around listening to music.
Sure, well, yeah.
Right? I know that you have, now you've got an iPod that can hold 7,500 songs, I don't know when you're gonna get round to loading all them on, but I haven't got the time.
Sure.
Busy.
Yeah. Fine, right. Okay, no, that's a perfect excuse, Carl, well done, mate. Right. I just hope that I never have to depend on you in a real emergency.
Mm-hmm. I had a bit of, bad luck as well. I wanted to play, R.E.M. and maybe the, listener can help me here. Can you, email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you know what song I'm thinking of. It's an R.E.M. song. I think it's on the album of the last one, the one before. And he says, Mulholland Drive and I'm Steve McQueen. That's all I know. I'm sorry. I can't think of the title, so we can't- I need the title to look it up, if you know what I mean. I can't put in like that. I can't put in Mulholland Drive. It's just because what are you talking about? So I need the actual title of the song to look it up to find it. Down in the library.
Oh, well, I'd go down yourself if you're going to go down to the library and get that. I wouldn't send Carl, because...
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Well, if he wanted to, he did have time, because he came in at 12:20 rather than 5 to 1.
Yeah, so no, I told you about that record that I wanted it yesterday, didn't I? So you've had 24 hours notice. So that's not really an excuse, is it?
But I did find one of my favourite songs of all time, which is Bones off the Bends album, and it was Radiohead on XFM 104.9.
And here it is, because you gave me lots of time to find it. So.
Sure. Yeah. Could have brought it in himself.
No swearing in it.
Bones. Radiohead. The Bends on XFM 104.9. And thanks to Paul, who's emailed
actually,
there's
in. A whole bunch of other people.
Oh, there's lots
of people.
We've
got Davey,
well,
Steve, Ashley.
It's Electrolyte. You know, it all comes flooding back now. We've got that. I've got it out of the library. We're going to play that. That's done. It's interactive. I've used the listener. I've shown the listener, right? I've helped them to help themselves.
Sure.
I've said, if you want to hear it, tell me what it is. They told me what it is. They're going to hear it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
So he's going down the library and, well, we don't-
we know mistakes can happen if that, you know, if you have to go down the library.
Yeah, and I mean, I checked it though to make sure it was the right one, you see, so it's just a little bit of-
Well, it's a good rule that generally if you pick something up, a CD,
that's
you know,
right.
You want to play on a radio show, a live radio show, you normally check it at the back. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, if you want a job done, do it yourself. You're absolutely right, Carl.
Yeah, so,
look, let's all make friends, let's kiss and make up.
Yeah, touch and make up.
Yeah.
I'm up on Carl at the moment because it was my birthday in the week and not only has he brought me a little vibrating thing to put on the chair, because I've got a bad back, so that vibrates, that.
Actually, we can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do it between records now.
Right, and what's that doing to you as you,
it's just, this sort of like sends a little pulse into your sort of muscles, relaxes, doesn't it? I've got to relax on air. If I'm relaxed, the listener's relaxed, we're all happy.
Sure.
He's also got me this little electronic bongos, and I thought we could do like, oh, chimpanzee that, monkey news. So it's like a jungle sort of thing.
Sure, yeah. Brilliant. Well, that's always been one of the great jingles, but even has
that. So I've got the vibrating. Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey news!
Dr. Fox, if you're listening, I think you'll know that's a clear improvement in this show.
So thank you for those.
It's alright.
Yeah.
What did you get him?
What did I get him? I couldn't get him anything, I was too busy buying myself an iPod.
You're joking.
Well, it's a little bit gay, isn't it, giving gifts to blokes?
Yeah, it is, but for someone who's like major.
Yeah.
Play a record!
Someone who's major? What do you mean, someone who's major? What, because he's a major celebrity?
No, made you.
Oh, made you?
Yeah.
Right.
That's
why
that's it.
Yeah. Crazy beat. Blur. Alright? On XFM 104.9.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so, I also got, Jane got me a few nice presents, including my favourite of all of them, a real bow and arrow.
A real bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Right. And what, you know, you're gonna, rob from the, rich, are you, and give to the poor?
Yeah! I just gotta make the little outfit.
You and your merry men.
She's got me, like, 2 yards of green felt.
Sure, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I've just gotta find
a tailor. And a tree house.
Yeah, and someone who can make me a lovely little natty outfit.
Yeah. Why has she bought your bow and arrow? You live in central London, so where are you gonna be using
We've got
this?
A garden, I did it yesterday. I've got my finger, though, cos I'm a protector, so it's just, oh, God, it's so fast, isn't it?
Sorry, I didn't understand that sentence. I'm here in the studio. I saw you point to your finger, so I'm guessing from that maybe you injured your finger.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For the listener, again, what exactly were you talking about then?
No, because when you pull it back, it.
Okay.
So.
And do you have a target? What do you use as a target?
Yeah, I got a big big cardboard box flat on it down the tree.
Right.
I go, oh, it's brilliant.
Sure.
I'm getting a bit excited thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, indeed.
Because when I make that outfit, I'm going to be running around.
Yeah.
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 So,
And do you have a picture, like a face maybe on your target? Like Osama bin Laden? Something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, it just says, this way up, fragile.
Right, okay.
I forget what came in it. But, you know, it's good fun, isn't it, Carl? Bow and arrow, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah? Sure. Would you like a little bow and arrow?
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah.
Well, I'm forced to have a rifle as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
A real one?
Yeah, just shooting cans and stuff.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Well, a wonderful anecdote.
Well, I went out with a drink with Carl in the week, and, we went to a restaurant, didn't we, Carl?
It's good night.
And we sat there, and next to me, when Carl came, next to me was, what's his name? Ross Kemp. And, he was sitting there, and I saw Carl, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I pointed to Carl and him, and I said, it's nice to see you two back together again.
Nice.
And Carl was horrified. But Carl didn't know that I'd already spoken to him before Carl arrived.
Yeah,
so
I thought
it was okay, I thought I could break the ice, because I'd met him before.
Sure.
So he just thought I was insulting him. And in the week we were talking about his head, his little head, weren't we, Carl? And Carl suddenly stopped the conversation and said, if I had hair, what would we be talking about now? I think he had enough of everyone talking about it. And he looked good, though. He had it's a special little do. He had it sort of, you know, cropped a little bit more. I like it when he's just freshly had it done.
Mm.
Do you like-
yeah. Has that ever happened to you, Steve? When you- if you're somewhere, say if you sat somewhere, does someone sort of- you know, is he anyone else who you look like, or would you say you're a bit of a one-off?
I love these two.
But to be fair, he seems to be having a go at me an awful lot more than I do at him now. I mean, he just starts it, you know, he just starts it out of nowhere.
I think his is sort of a get back for the way you treat him as a producer, not, you know.
But he's not a producer! If he produced the show, I wouldn't have a reason to criticise, but.
I think this is it. Oh,
but seriously, I mean, it really winds me up though, because, you know, it started as a joke, but now it's just, it's abuse.
Yeah. He got annoyed at Heat, because it said, Carl, producer, well, not so much a producer, as just a bald mank, and he went, can they say that?
Yeah.
Can they say that?
See, that's a magazine, an independent publication has identified what exactly it is you do.
Yeah.
There we go then, go on, bring it on, because here we go, he's looking at me, I know he's thinking, I can hear the cogs.
I'm not thinking anything.
It's vicious.
No, that is true, never a true word, play a record.
Now then, I heard this on the VH1 in the week, and I have not been able to get it out of my head, and I really kind of want to, I want to get it in everyone else's mind now so they understand the pain I've been going through. Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I hope that's now embedded in your brain and you can ruin a week by having to sing that constantly, irritating people in shops and everywhere you go. Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Good track. Good track. Carl, Jonathan, Ross came out of this, last week, and, we were talking about stuff, and Carl was mesmerised when Jonathan told a story that he was bored once in a hotel room and shaved his arse.
He shaved his arse?
Yeah.
Sure.
And Carl, you didn't stop questioning him, did you, for about...
I just wondered... at what point do you sort of say, oh, this is getting on my nerves? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's way too long, tugging it in his socks or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, it is boring in hotel rooms, because I told you before about when I was in Edinburgh, and I had nothing to do, there was nothing on the telly, and you sort of, you've eaten the shortbread biscuits, and so that's when I read the phone book to see how many.
That's when you read the phone book?
Well, to see how many Macs were in Scotland, McAteer, Macintosh,
sure. Yeah.
And it was like, you know, 42 pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I don't know if he'd already done that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he said he shaved his arse.
Now, when we say he shaved his arse,
not his cheeks, his...
Oh, all of it?
Yeah, all of it.
Did he say that?
Well, I think
but other than the cheeks,
but then
there's not much left.
But then we got to the fact that me and Jonathan, if we pooled our wealth, we could have shaved Carl's arse for £1,000.
Right.
And he said, yeah, for £1,000 you can shave my arse. Suzanne said, can I say this bit?
Your girlfriend said what, Carl?
She was annoyed. She said, well, I'm not allowed to go there. Why is anyone else? And of course, the whole table stopped and leant in and said, what? I mean, he doesn't like me touching him there. I went, what do you mean?
This is too much information.
It was too much information.
I like the fact that you've had this conversation with her. I like the idea that she touched your arse once and you went, woo, hands off.
Yeah.
I love you, but keep your hands away from the arse.
Do you know why he said he's talking about the most intimate part of the arse, the middle arse he's talking about, that's you, and he said, I said, why? He went, it's a bit gay, innit? I said, how can a girl touching it be a bit gay?
If it stood behind you, it could be anyone, don't it?
Oh, God. And it seemed, I mean, you can imagine the conversations we were having, right? And it just, it's that thing that the waitress heard something every time she came over. She heard the word, like, yeah. Cock or
Jonathan Ross saying, I shaved my arse.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, dear. But it was, yeah, it was a good night, wasn't it? So, it's £1,000 now, isn't it? But presumably you'd give Suzanne half anyway, so everyone would be happy. You've used the arse to best effect. She's got half out of it, so she's made as much out of your arse as you have, in a sense. Me and Jonathan are happy.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's his arse on the line. So...
I know, but I mean, you know, it's not like she's getting a bum deal.
Well,
she's getting 500, you know...
Yeah.
Quid.
No, I understand that.
But, do you reckon?
Just thinking of some more.
Play a record!
Can I just ask, before you play a record, if we were to shave your arse, let's say we did it for charity or something, got sponsorship, how would we do it? Would we use one of those big, kind of old-fashioned razors?
No, I'd use a Bic Safety. I'd just straight
away. And would you use a gel or a foam?
No, I think I'd just lather it up.
Right, so you'd lather up his arse first?
I do the outside bits, just go straight down, big broad strokes, clean, right? Then I'd have to go in the crevices, and I'd need an assistant. I'd pop it apart, and just very gently go in there. I might even use electronic equipment, just so there was no sort of, like, nicks.
Okay.
Or, I might wax the internal middle arse.
Okay. How did Jonathan do it? Because he did it on his own, didn't he?
I see his mirrors. Why don't we I'll ask him. We'll call him later. But, I don't know.
Well, perhaps you listening have once shaved your arse, maybe during an exam or something.
Well, what I think, and this is conjecture, but I think he was probably there. He'd had a shower. He's shaved his face, right? I thought, well, he's naked. Looks down and goes, oh, what a hairy arse. Well, I don't know. I've got the razor in this hand. I've got the mirror there. You know, I'm not on stage for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's one thing I don't like going on stage with is a hairy arse. Bang, ring, wallop, done. On stage, thanks, see you later. See you next week. Yeah? What are you thinking, Carl?
No, it's just if that- how hairy was it? You know what I mean? How hairy was it? Because I imagine- I mean, you're saying mirrors and stuff.
Yeah.
But is- I mean, how old is he now? He's
42.
And they say your testicles drop quite a bit once you start getting old, don't
they? Yeah.
So that he's got to make sure they're out of the way.
I don't think, I mean, I can speak for myself, as a similar age to Jonathan, that, I mean, you know, if there's millimetres in it. It's not like we tuck them in our socks in the morning. Okay. They're still in the same place. You really wouldn't know the difference. It wouldn't- if we filmed it in, you know, time-lapse camera, they wouldn't- it wouldn't be like a bungee jump. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't be moving a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think he's a? I told him he's a. He's a good-looking fella, Steve. Would you? Would you agree with that?
I told Jonathan that he said that he just went for it as well.
Yeah. So you've spent a lot of time picturing Jonathan's
arse.
Naked arse.
You'd let him give you money for arse touchery.
Yeah. Whereas your girlfriend's got
no chance, and you're saying he's a good-looking man. Do you want to play a record and think about what you've done?
Interesting.
Energetic people, they all sparkle as they're walking down the street. Can't see their faces.
50 Cent, 21 Questions, new single from him.
Well, me and Carl got a joint favourite lyric now. I love you like a fat kid loves cake.
Yeah.
That's great, innit? I mean, I like it because it's funny and humorous and cheeky. You like it because it means something, don't you? It actually, you think that that's the absolute truth. If someone was to say that to you, that would be the most romantic thing they could say, innit? Because it's...
No, I'm just thinking that's, you know what it means. It's like the Elephant Man, right? The Elephant Man, that's what it's called. Again, you know what you're gonna get. The fat kid loves cake. You've said it all, you don't have to say any more.
I can't believe it. I'll tell you what made his day the other day.
I love it.
Jonathan Ross said The Elephant Man is one of the best films ever made.
Yeah. Endorsed by a celebrity.
I know. Well, by a film buff, really.
It is good though, isn't it?
It is a very good film, yeah.
We have got Cheeky Freak of the Week.
Oh, right.
It's been a lot of stuff going on this week.
In the freak world?
Yeah.
Has it really?
Yeah, there's loads. I mean, stuff that we can... The one that hasn't made it.
God, this is where it hasn't made it, so we judge it on that. Go on.
There's a woman. Right, do you know how, I mean, in a way, I thought Elephant Man, it was a bit tight because, you know, we sort of took him on a freak show, did a bit of a road show with him and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some woman, I think she's in India, like now, who, makes a lot of money because she's got 3 legs and, like, 7 toes, stuff. And she was saying, people pay quite a lot of money.
Not Squiddy Patel.
It's not that much money, like, compared to here, but over there, it's, like, loads of money.
Sure.
And all you do is, you go around to her house, and you pay this lot of money, and people just go, oh, look at that.
Extra leg.
Right.
It's quite a lot of money, isn't it?
So she hasn't even got to go out on the road anymore, like in the old days.
No, that's what annoyed me. It's like, well, you could get to them faster. You go and see them if they're paying the money.
Sure.
But yeah, there's-
What she could do is go in and buy a pair of shoes, right, and then nick one on the way out, because they only put one out, don't they?
Good idea.
So she could get, you know, three for the price of two.
Just one of the many perks of having three legs.
Just one of the perks of having 3 legs. The other one is, I mean, keepy uppy. But she'd be good at that, wouldn't she?
She just stays at home and puts the feet up.
But anyway, that's not even Cheeky Freak of the Week.
That's coming up later.
Coming up later.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, Rockbusters, dead in the water, isn't it? We've killed that off, have we, officially?
What have we killed off? Monkey News and Rockbusters.
Didn't I tell you that there was some sort of petition for Monkey News?
Was there? What was the story?
Loads of emails and that.
You mean you've done Monkey News? You mean you want to do Monkey News?
No, but seriously, there's uproar. And people were like, you can't get rid of Monkey News.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
Loads
of people.
Was it monkeys? Trying to write the complete works of Shakespeare?
Did Tony Blair get a whiff of it and he's coming down with a ton of bricks?
And Rockbusters, Steve, if you've got a better competition, then we'll do yours. That's fine. Do you know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, we'll do. What did you want to do?
No, I was just wondering whether we should perhaps not do a quiz at all rather than do that piece of rubbish. Might be better to have nothing. Might be better just to have silence during that part of the show than have Rockbusters.
If I give you the clues and that, and if you think they sound rubbish, we're not doing it.
Well, I know that. I guarantee they're going to sound rubbish. All right, let's make it the last Rockbusters then. This is the last Rockbusters.
Well, it depends. This is it. Okay, this is just, if it's good, you get a reprieve. It's all about this. Okay.
Okay.
Go on then. Let's do Rockbusters then.
Oh, we're doing it now.
Should we play a record and do it after that?
Do it after. Well, I'll tell you the prizes and then we'll come back with the clues.
Because I've dug out that REM track.
Excellent.
So it's an interactive show.
Okay, we've got the best summer holiday album ever. What we've got on there, it's brilliant. Elvis versus Junkie XL, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Holly Valance is on there.
Yeah.
Laz Ketchup, it's all the stuff that the XFM listener is craving. Tribute to the Ramones album, we've got, Red Hot Chili Peppers are on there, Metallica. Yeah. Street Legal from Bob Dylan, that's nice.
Brilliant.
Did you just buy that in the £4 for £20 from HMV deal?
Mm.
Fair enough.
That's a good album.
The Talons of Weng Chiang, a Doctor Who classic. Yeah. And there's something for the XFM listener, 8 Mile on DVD.
I thought that was nice, that film. That was the last bit was funny. It was it's a good film.
And some good wrap-offs in that as well. Yeah. So let's play a tune and then we'll come back with the Rockbusters clues.
R.E.M., go on. Give it to them. R.E.M., Electronite, on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I walk, down Oxford Street every day to go to the office, and it is like running the gauntlet in Gladiator. It's, not only is it just like, you know, you have to dodge people and they're dawdling or rushing or, you know, keeping into the road to get past some people but avoiding taxes. But it's like hands everywhere, like leaflets. I don't know, there must be a million leaflets given out. It's all-
Mobile phones, sandwich shops.
Teach yourself English.
Yeah. Teach other people English.
I know, and those charity people, something for Alzheimer's, and I've been caught about 6 times where I couldn't say no. I've got about 8 standing orders now, because I just couldn't say no when they confront you.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
It's amazing how often I'm on the way to a meeting. I'm always on the way to a meeting, and then I always feel guilty if I walk past them again 2 minutes later with a HMV bag.
Yeah, yeah, full.
Yeah, exactly, crammed with bargains.
I know, yeah.
No, but, it's absolutely weird. They're like zombies. It's like you're fighting them off. You need a flaming torch to get past them. Or if it's not them, it's tourists. Just constantly, you know, excuse me, can you take my photo outside HMV? Or outside Topshop?
That doesn't happen to me.
Always seem to have tourists. Just in the way, kind of dawdling, you know, looking up at the buildings.
I walk so fast, I put my head down and I just try and walk so fast everywhere now, because it's, yeah. But Oxford Street is just, it's unbelievable now, and I think it's age that I've started noticing. Even if the window's open and I hear just like cars and they're on the mobile phone, it's the loudest place in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do.
Well, isn't it one of the busiest streets in, is it either the world?
The universe?
It is mental.
I think if we carpeted it,
that would
and
help,
put
certainly.
Some curtains up. It would just deaden. It's like pubs with those polished floors and metal tables, and everyone's having to talk like that to be heard. The jukebox is quite loud, and I want to go just turn everything down.
Yeah.
Let's put some carpet down. Just talk quietly like this.
Yeah.
Put the music down a little bit. We'll have a good time.
I've never quite understood that impulse. I don't again if it's age where you go in a club or a pub as you say, and the music's just slightly too loud, so it just makes everything slightly tricky. It's slightly tricky to have a conversation.
But what annoys me is when it's for the amusement of the barman or barmaid.
Yeah.
They're bored. They're in a pub. They've got the music up. Right. Techno blaring. Right. They've got a telly on watching a soap opera.
Yeah.
And I want to go choose one or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you watching?
I got a minicab last night. I imagine you don't travel in minicabs, but the guy driving, one of those guys, I know he's driving a cab on a Friday night, okay, no one wants to be doing that, and he had one of those phone, you know, the little earpieces that you put in, so it looks like they're talking to themselves, and he's there, and he goes, where are you going? I went, crouching, and he went, and he's chatting on his mobile phone the whole time. His voice was so loud, he had the radio on as well, and he wasn't concentrating on the road.
I just thought,
look, I'm paying you £10 here to take me somewhere, please, just stop chatting or arranging your social life for 2 minutes, get me to my destination safely, and then you can resume your conversation.
My favourite one is, I'm going to so-and-so terrace, please. Where's that?
Mm.
I want to go, right, you're not taking me then.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't drive, I'm paying you.
That's why I'm paying you. That's got to be part of the service.
But, I mean, I know people have been in many cabs, didn't know where it was, and didn't have an A to Z.
No, I was in East London once, I said to him, I'm going to, going to North London, he went, where specifically? I went, Swiss Cottage, he went, sure. I said, do you know the way? He went, yeah. Set off. Along the way, he went, do you know the way? I said, I thought you knew. I said, have you not got an A to Z? He went, no. He was one of those guys who'd just taken his car out, middle of the night. That was all he had. All his credentials were he had a car. No map, no torch. The two other things I bring with me. And he said, so we're driving along. He went, I can probably get you to Camden. I was like, okay. He went,
is the start.
Exactly. He went, do you know the way to Camden? I thought, pull over. It's not worth it. I'd rather hitchhike. I'd rather walk. Ludicrous. Those people who just go out.
Yeah, they just take a car out to earn a
fiver. Well, a car.
Oh. Have you ever done that?
No, well, I'm sick of living here.
Mm.
And you say about people hassling you.
When you say here, you mean the world, don't you?
No, just in London, who's doing me head in now. The other week, actually, walking home from here, and like you say, there's always someone hassling you, saying, do you want to buy this? Do you want one of these? Going down Carnaby Street, right?
There's your first mistake.
He said, into meditation. So I was like, oh, and I had a bit of time to kill, so I thought I'll have a chat, right?
Have you got to- oh, we've never got time, we're too busy.
Yeah, I thought you were too busy, but
fine. Well, I said, what's all that then? What do you do? And he said, we teach you how to breathe. It's like, well, I'm 30. I think that yeah. You know, done all right. And he sort of said, I'll forget it.
I'll forget it.
I'm 30.
And in Selfridges, they do, like Evian or whatever, that water company there. And they've got like little glasses of water. And you walk past and go, have you ever tried this? It's water.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go, we'll try it. You go, Jesus Christ, is that what water is? What have I been drinking then? You've been drinking piss and mud. Have I? I'll have a bottle.
Anyway, listen, Rockbusters.
Oh, come on then.
Let's get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on then.
Right, so cryptic clues and initials, you work it out, it's a band and stuff.
Yeah.
Right,
brilliant.
First one.
Bob Holness.
The first clue, the doctor said part of the foot and the leg was no good, so he took him off and he threw him away. That's the clue, the initials T-B. T-B, right? The doctor said part of the foot and the leg was no good, so he took him off and threw them away. Second one. The Scottish monster has got a bit of a tan. Right? The Scottish monster has got a bit of a tan.
Okay.
That's T-D, right? And, the last one, well, the 60s singer had a heart attack whilst he was having it away. We won't be seeing him again. Right? And that's F-N-M. F-N-M. Well, the 60s singer's had a heart attack. He was having it away. We won't be seeing him again. Email in, ricky.gervais,
excellent. Remember, this is to save Rockbusters. If people don't get this, right, it's no more. So you better, if you want this feature to stay, you better get the clues.
Right.
Good work, Carl. We'll give those clues again after the next tune. What are we playing?
And listen,
yeah.
Oh, you love it, don't you? Love it.
Good, it's a good, good stomping pop number one rock.
XFM.
Jane's Addiction, Just Because. I think things are rocking up.
They are indeed.
Rocking up in the land. This year, Steve.
Yes, that's good news, I think.
Evanescence, them, The Darkness. Rocktastic. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington of A Saturday.
Can I just say that the Shaving Your Arse feature from earlier, if you missed that, that was 1:30. That was a discussion on shaving your arse.
Yeah.
It was great stuff. That seems to have caught the public imagination.
Yeah.
We've had so many emails. We've had someone telling us exactly how to shave your arse.
Yeah.
So if you need that information, I can probably forward it to you.
Well, I think this will be the year of rock and arse.
Exactly. But it's extraordinary how, you know, just a simple discussion like that you would think perhaps was crass, crude. And
mind you, our listeners do like Carl talking about monkeys.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it's something to be proud of.
Mm.
It's not like we changed a nation or freed a people or found a cure for something. We hit them in their, you know, at their level with monkeys and arses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what our listeners love.
Yeah. Monkeys and arses.
Yeah.
We should put that on the poster.
And they go together, because I joined the zoo last time. We went down and became friends of the zoo, right?
Oh, right. I thought you had to sit in a cage for a
and that thing happened. I went straight for the chimps.
Of course.
Right? And there's sort of like three sort of big sort of adult ones there. And there's people with their kids. And I could see the people just putting their kids away as one of them went up and started putting his face up the other one's arse.
Sure.
And it was sort of like, I just can't be bothered to explain this to my children.
Yeah, exactly.
So I watched people just move and went, oh, come on then. There's the lions. He's going to have a look at the lions.
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're just sniffing each other's arses.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember when I used to go to the zoo, I always felt there were certain animals that weren't getting a look in, really, that no one was particularly interested in.
The tapir.
Exactly. We were going straight to the snakes we were interested in.
Yeah.
Birds. So I don't remember being particularly interested in birds.
Big cats, although it's a bit depressing. Great apes. Yeah. Reptiles. You're right. Reptiles, yeah. Birds. Unless it's a big one that you think can rip
a
dog apart.
Yeah. A vulture,
you go,
an
brilliant.
Eagle,
brilliant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Owls are brilliant.
But, yeah, owls great. But
I've always wanted a little owl on my desk. I'd like to be doing work and there'd be a little owl there and I'd go, can you give me that pencil? And it just sort of goes over and gets me a pencil, goes, cheers, and it just watches me and it thinks I'm brilliant. Do you know what I mean?
Not really, no.
No?
No, I've never had the nerve to have any kind of animal sat on my desk.
No, Carl? You'd like a little owl, wouldn't you, that helped you?
No, I had a little magpie, didn't I? We've talked about that.
Oh, he came down and started pecking your grifter, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Maggie.
Sure.
Brilliant.
Inspired.
And you took it to school and it didn't come back
didn't
once,
come
did
back,
it?
Didn't come back, didn't see it again.
Oh, dear. Did it ever peck your head? Because you used to have hair, didn't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it did. It started getting a bit violent.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it becoming sort of age when adolescents probably sexual frustration sort, you know, because I think magpies go for shiny objects, don't they? And you're probably sort of,
yeah,
probably losing it a little bit then in the front. And so when the sun was out,
there's a bit of a sheen on the front.
They saw a glare and thought, I love that.
Yeah.
What is that? That's brilliant.
Yeah. Or as it was sort of pecking away, it mistook it for a tree.
Yeah, because of the noise.
Because of the noise. Yeah, the hollow sound.
I squeezed his head, yesterday.
We should just point out, if you're a new listener to, XM, you might not realise that one of, Ricky's many sexual peccadilloes, I'm assuming it's a sexual thing, I can't justify it any other way, is to just squeeze Carl's head.
Yeah.
Front wise, sidewise.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's sexual, you know, like when you've got a little kitten, you can't, you want to squeeze his little face. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that, Carl?
Yeah, yeah, a little puppy or something. I feel squeeze a little lad.
Yeah, exactly, and I feel that with you, because it's sort of like, it gives so much. Look at Carl's face, he gives so much. It's like it is like he can understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
And that's what the connection is, I think, between me and Carl and other animals.
It's like he can understand what we're saying.
But I squeezed it yesterday, and Carl went, I definitely heard something crack.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to see how hard I can squeeze it.
Yeah, I think that was you just thinking, Carl. To be fair. I think the cogs just started to... No, I mean, I think there is a danger, because I think there is a danger that you could squeeze it too much.
Yeah, I know. He did a good deed today, the other day, didn't you?
Oh.
Was it? Yeah.
What were you up to?
You were just, you were talking about, like, you know, being hassled in the street and stuff.
Mm.
And, I get hassled a lot by the homeless.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
You should go home to sleep. Sit, I'm here, mate.
But no, I do treat them a lot.
You know. Treat them. I love that. You had a good day? Yeah. You've been good? Yeah. There you go. It's 50p.
Suzanne does the, Save the Children thing. You were talking about, you know, charities hassling you all the time. Mm. She does that. And I sort of say, well, you do that. I'll look after
you'll
you.
Take care of the homeless.
I'll take care of the odd tramp around where I live.
And how do you treat them?
Loads of different ways. 50p I might give them.
Yeah.
Or I might, you know, they'll sort of say, have you got any money? I'll say, what for? And they'll go, I'm really thirsty.
Mm.
So I go, well, hang on a minute, and I nip and get them a little Diet Coke.
Sure, a Diet Coke?
Yeah, they want to watch their weight.
Yeah, yeah, they're going full fat. Oh, what an insult.
Yeah, exactly.
To a man like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather treat them than... Because a lot of people spend money on, you know, problems abroad and stuff.
Right.
Oh,
I
God.
Just think, you know...
Yeah, family
I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Like what? What do you mean? Like, famine relief?
Well, you do get sick of it, don't you? I mean, it's that
you get sick of.
No,
it.
I'm
wait,
just saying.
Wait, go
no,
on.
I'm just.
I know. Just let whatever you do now, Steve. Don't interrupt because I'm scared. But I just think it's worth it.
Mm.
There's so many issues. There's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
There's we're not responsible.
Yeah.
There's he'll get away with it because he's a buffoon.
Yes.
And it is entertaining.
Exactly.
So go
so
on.
What's your all I'm saying is you're what? Saying you know do a who do I give me money to? Is it you know little you know sick kids or whatever or is it old people or whatever?
Mm. HMV. That's what money too.
They get a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, I just get sick of, you know, problems abroad. It's like, what do you do? What do you do with famine and that? What are you meant to do? How can you solve it? It's gone on for years.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going. We keep giving them money, they keep spending it.
And there's no- you're not getting any return for your cash?
Well, it's just how many times, you know, they've got to learn.
What do you mean they've got to learn? What, are you going to teach them a lesson?
What do you mean they've got to learn? What do you mean?
Well, what are they doing with it? Yeah, they must have, like, better interest accounts or something where, you know, look after, put the money in the right things.
Sorry, do you think that Bob Geldof sort of writes him a cheque? He goes over and he's in the helicopter and there's millions of them, and they go, it's Geldof from Boomtown Rats.
Brilliant.
I go,
if there's one man that can help us.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't sing. He's not gonna sing, he's got some money for us. And he comes down and he goes, they are, do you want a cheque or, do you take switch? They go, we don't take switch. He goes, there's a cheque. They get
he's
things
doing
like
it again though, isn't he as well?
Is
I mean,
he?
I like you know, he used to work here, Bob. He's a lovely fella and that. But
yeah, he's a lovely man.
But how many times can you save the world? You know,
yeah.
he's over there again helping out, and it's like, well, you know, what do you do?
Are you saying don't bother because it keeps happening?
Not for well, I'm not saying that. You know what I mean? I'm not daft.
But that's what you're thinking.
And Carl, you are daft.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what the answer is. Do you know what I mean?
So you're just saying wash your hands of the whole affair, leave them to it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you really just saying it's sort of, it's nature, it's tough luck, just don't interfere? Like a wildlife program. Is that what you're saying? Don't interfere?
Are you basically just saying it's not my concern?
This has got a bit heavy. Can we do Cheeky Freak of the Week?
Let's play a record.
Oh, God!
My My Hey Hey Out of the Blue from the album Russ Never Sleeps by Neil Young.
Such a brilliant song.
Oh, he's a great, great musician.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's incredible. I think we'll play a Neil Young track a week.
Okay.
From now until Christmas.
Brilliant, okay.
Alright.
Excellent.
On XFM 104.9, I'm looking to be Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
We were talking about the homeless. I saw a homeless guy in the week as I was walking down Finchley Road, and he was peering in the window of one of the, Dixons or something like that, just checking out the details on one of those cable TV packages. And I thought, one step at a time. I mean, if you, firstly, I don't know, start eating your dinner off a plate.
Yeah.
And then work your way up to, you know, a house, a home, a widescreen TV,
a roof,
digital television. But, it's odd.
Well, that might answer one of the questions, because I keep getting recognised by homeless people, and I never know what to say. I go, oh, is your, I think, well, either they're not really homeless, and they've, you know, I don't know, they've got sort of digs or something, and they watch television, or the scariest one is that they've become homeless in the last few months since the office. And I think, oh God, that's really scary. Or they are watching it in Dixon's. They're queuing up going, the office is on tonight.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Going out to Dixon's.
Or they think you're one of them.
Or that, well, I am.
Because I mean, the way you dress.
Well, no, some that are probably not quite, yeah, got their faculties, so maybe a bit worse for wear, think they recognise me. And they old scenarios where they're going, remember we were chatting, I was going, yeah, how are you? How are you? And it's just they recognise someone.
Right, yeah.
But that's a bit weird. But I mean, I think that's the worst thing, homeless. I on a serious note, it is outside health. We're talking about charity, and I don't know, I sort of, got this stand, or is where I've been sort of like caught in the street. But the ones that I'd choose, I'd always think, charity is what touches you. You can't change the world, but you can change your bit. So cancer, obviously, because my mum, so I give to cancer. And I think outside health, the next one must be being homeless. Because there's nothing you can do. It's got everything. It's, you're scared, bewildered, you're cold, hungry. It's just everything. Even if you're healthy and homeless, eventually you're not gonna be.
Well, I do feel bad because, you know, I always feel that I want to give to the health charities. Like cancer, for instance, because there's that fear that I might get it.
Well, yeah, it's not just that, it's just like, yeah, if you're not healthy, that's the first thing, isn't it? If your life's being threatened, there's nothing else you can really worry about.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know if that makes it wrong, though, that I'm sort of, it's like I'm investing in a possible future.
Yeah. Well, not really, because it's the same for everyone, isn't it? But, you know.
Yeah. I saw a homeless guy as well, looking through the bins. But he wasn't pulling out food and scraps, he was pulling out newspapers. Just having a read.
Yeah.
I was always found that odd. I see that a lot, homeless guys. I don't know if they're just checking out the TV listings. Or when he finally gets his
When's the office
cable.
On?
Yeah,
the office, they've moved it. They've moved it to Choice and, UK Gold.
I don't blame him, because, I mean, there is some cracking stuff on cable TV. There's some great stuff. But I was flipping through the other day, and on digital TV, you can see what other shows are on while you're watching something. And I was flipping through, and there was one, and it was called, now, when are you ever in the mood to watch a TV show called I Survived a 200-pound Tumour?
When was that on?
Because it seems to me that if you've got a 200-pound tumour, you probably want to watch something else that'll take your mind off it, Big Brother or whatever.
I'm not 200 pounds.
Well, I can't imagine what this is.
A 200-pound tumour.
It must have been an error. 200-pound tumour?
It must have been a 200-pound tuna. It was probably someone fell in the water.
Yeah.
And it came
in. I survived a 200-pound tuna.
Yeah, and it was just a spelling mistake.
Sure.
A 200-pound tumour.
That's like, isn't that like kind of having
That's
Mr.
another
T
person. That is another person. Maybe, oh my God, maybe it was all his life they told him it was a Siamese twin. But someone had just painted a little face on it.
Yeah, when he was at school. Just drawn a little face
exactly,
on
it. Exactly, yeah, and they go, it's not your twin brother. I go, isn't it? I goes, no, it's a tumour. We better take it off. It's £200.
£200
tumour. That can't be right. You sure it wasn't £20 tumour?
I'm assuming that's what it probably would have been. But it was certainly £200 on the digital thing. Maybe that's a mistake.
That's great, isn't it? They're trying to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
This is someone at Carl got there. £20 tumour. Let's make it £200. At least they're watched.
Exactly.
That's what I'd be like, though. I wouldn't want to go to the doctors. You know what I'm like?
£200 tumour.
I know. It's just that thing, I mean, you know what I'm like, I don't like, it depends where it is as well, taking your clothes off and all that, there's a pressure in it.
You don't like anything being touched, do you?
I
remember when
he said
he doesn't check his balls, he doesn't like the feel.
Mm.
That's live with me, He doesn't like the feel. Do you mean that you don't like what it feels like in your balls when you're fiddling with them? Because I imagined it that you meant you don't like the feel, in your fingertips, you don't like the feel of your balls.
It's the thing of, you start thinking about what you're actually touching, and there's something in there, and you might break them and all that. I don't like
them. They are delicate. I am scared with the little knobbly bits, yeah.
What knobbly bits? But I'll tell you what, it's that thought, at the doctor's, it's that thing of, it's not taking your clothes off in front of him, right? It's the way you've got to take your clothes off, but he asks you to go behind that curtain to do it first. Yeah. So there's more pressure, because then you come walking out with nothing on. Right. So it's like, why have you asked me to go behind there?
Yeah.
Rather than, if I just sat there having a chat and he's going, so, yeah. How have you been? It's like, alright, and just taking the pants
off.
And
exactly, yeah.
It's the pressure of,
don't take your clothes off, and you came out and he lit a candle, and there was some soft music on.
The lights were there.
Nice.
Or he said, if it'll make you feel more relaxed, I'll take my clothes off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But I'll do it in the form of a striptease.
Now, Carl, I'm gonna ask you the question. Knowing the answer, what do you think of maybe a gay doctor just checking his testicles out? He's a professional. He just happens to be gay.
That would never happen, would it?
What are you talking about? Why not?
Oh, speaking of,
go on, doctors.
No, gay what? People are not. Do you know when we discussed gay only toilets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's only. It looks like it's coming into action.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
No way.
It was mentioned again.
Where?
On
your head.
No, I think.
Do you think
on
that people in positions of power are listening to this show, getting ideas from you,
Tony Blair?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? No, it really does. And the funny thing is, why are they getting upset? Why are gay people getting upset that they might have to have their own toilets?
Carl, you don't know what you're talking about anymore.
You're
having a sly look.
You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, can we have Cheeky Freak after this?
If you want.
Placebo. This picture on XFM 104.9. Steve, you're thinking of taking over as producer, aren't you?
Well, I just think it's a shambles. I've asked for Cheeky Freak of the Week, and it appears that Carl's not ready. He's not prepared.
No, I can sort of remember it. It's just I like to have
contempt,
all the information.
Contempt for
but
the
you
listener.
You just had about just a whole bunch of adverts and placebo, and
we're
getting ready.
We're chatting. We're having a chat.
Right. Do you want to sort yourself out in future?
Yeah. This is what we were chatting about. Someone emailed in about they watched the £200 tumour thing, and when it was removed, it was carried away in a wheelbarrow, right? Carl said, what, even when she had it removed, she still carried it round in a wheelbarrow. And he went, I thought it's sort of like she'd got become attached to it. You definitely are my favourite thing in the world. It's great. Look at the way he's looking back.
But I think they're all the same. The people, I mean, I have had more emails about people saying I watched the £200 tumour
and I shaved me arse.
Than anything else. Than anything else. When we ask questions,
we come
about
up
science,
with science, we talk, yeah.
Nothing. Science.
High concept, we talk about political issues.
One person emailed in, they said, I tuned into the £200 tumour documentary. It looked disgusting, I couldn't watch for long. What were you expecting?
Yeah.
That it might sing and dance? Do a little show for you?
These are really your listeners, Carl, now. I think we've, you know what I mean? You find your niche, you attract your. I think me and Steve are pretty much just here.
I think the people that we had in the early days, Rick, they've long since abandoned us. They jumped ship.
They've got jobs. Yeah. They've got jobs. They're out now. They've been released.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're getting their life back together.
Carl, what's the situation with Cheeky Freak?
I've got like a couple of bits. Like I say, I haven't got the in-depth stuff that I know.
Oh no, because usually it's you know, it's pretty scientific. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Do the jingle. We've come up with a new one, haven't we?
The Freak! Say chic!
Cheeky Freak of the Week!
Right, well, couple of bits. I don't know which one to use as the main feature for this week.
It's that good, is it?
Well, there's been another one born.
What?
Little kid.
New one.
Four eyes.
Insult? It's just a guy who wears glasses, come on.
Four eyes, two noses. Two mouths. That's weird, isn't it?
This bloke, did he also have two heads, two bodies, sort of born, sort of slightly separately?
He wasn't stood next to a mirror?
No. It's weird, that, isn't it?
That's all you've got, isn't
it? I love that! That's weird, that. Imagine if the doctor said that! Well, Mrs. Parks, kid's got four eyes and two noses. Weird, isn't it? Any clues? Any clues?
So that's it.
That's
all
one.
The information.
Well, I tell you what, that should be the main one. Okay,
no, but,
I've answered.
But like I say, this. What's the idea of this feature? What do I say all the time?
Don't know.
I always say, think about it. Think about what that would be like.
Okay.
What? Giving birth to him? No.
Being, I think it's a girl. Being like her. Two mouths. Four eyes. What would that be like? Mad, innit?
I don't know what this feature is.
I don't know what to lie. Is there another one? Is that, you said
I mean,
two.
I hope everyone took the opportunity there during that silence to just think about what it would be like. I know I was.
could she talk with a mouthful?
What?
Is that allowed?
Because she's got two mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that be alright in her house?
She'd be eating
Yeah, she could talk with one mouth and eat with the other,
right,
I
well,
suppose.
Listen, the main one, right, you've thought about that, that's good. The main cheeky freak of the week, I haven't got all the details. Smallest person ever. Right. What, how big would you say that is?
Carl is now sort of like holding his hands up like a fisherman, long ways. That's about 1 foot.
Right. Smallest man in the world. I printed the thing off and I can't find it. There's a little picture of him. Right. The odd thing was.
But why have you asked me how, did it say, or was it a picture of him?
I didn't really read it.
Of course you didn't.
Jesus.
I just saw it and thought, oh, that's
what,
that,
you
that,
straight
that,
trial, so I assumed it was natural size.
It was that big.
But what do you mean it was that big?
Little fella, like that.
But why are you doing that? What? It was a page with a little fella. How do you know that was natural size?
No, it was, because it said it's world's smallest man. And the funny thing is, I've read the first line, I always read the first line, it said world's smallest man.
Well done.
The weird thing is, it's got an head like a light bulb. The shape of it, apparently. I don't know if that's got anything to do with his shape and size.
Oh, God.
That big.
His name's Mr. Watts.
And the annoying thing is, what got me is, if you're that big,
yeah,
right, don't have your picture taken next to a fruit bowl.
Why was he having his photo taken next to a fruit bowl?
Don't know. Whoever the photographer was, obviously having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
At his expense. Because you would just stand in the middle of nowhere, you'd look normal and that, but he was stood there, just leaning on an apple.
Leaning on an apple?
What is this? In what world do you inhabit?
No, this was on the internet.
Leaning on an apple? Was it Tom Thumb? What is this? Are you sure it wasn't that some sort of sci-fi show they're advertising?
No, it was
leaning on it. Can you just lean on the apple? Just lean on the apple there. Do me a favour, will you stand next to my chihuahua? You're not taking the piss, are you? No, not at all, no. Would you mind leaning on this matchbox?
Yeah.
Leaning on an apple. And that's what, so it just said, there's the world's smallest man leaning on an apple.
Smallest man. Said about his head being like a light bulb, I don't know what that meant. And I just thought, right, that'll do. That's sorted. Cheeky Freak of the Week done. I think that was on, like, Monday. Right? I found that. I thought, that's done. Printed it off. Forgot to get it off the photocopier. Someone's nicked it.
Play a record.
That you got to-
You know, it's just- see.
No, can I just say-
There's no point.
I say, let's have Cheeky Freak of the Week, and you haven't done your research, you haven't got the information, just tell us you can't do it. But don't lead us on.
Don't say things
like,
on radio, hold your hand up to me and go, how tall is that?
It's nothing.
That's
this
radio.
Nothing.
It's nothing. I think it was that big because he was leaning on an apple.
It's not enough information.
But imagine Trevor McDonald coming on, going, some news, some stuff, how big's that? How big do you think that is?
Yeah.
Because there was a fella, yeah, coming up after Chris Tarrant. Play a record.
I'm angry. I'm actually angry. And if Monkey News is in any way similar,
no.
You've really pulled your finger out with that, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's have Rockbusters answers next.
Supersonic, Oasis on XFM 104.9. Right, getting through it. It's the Rockbusters.
Right.
It's the Rockbusters results, really, because this is and a very important result. It's whether they stay in the Premiership or are relegated. This is the playoffs for Carl. Okay, you need 3 points. You need 3 points to stay up, Carl. Go on.
Right, there's a lot of right answers in that.
Right, okay, that's in your favour, you know. Okay.
The first clue was, the doctor said part of the foot and the leg was no good, so he took them off, he threw them away.
Yeah.
The initials TB.
Yeah.
Right.
Go on.
Tony Bennett. Alright, that's Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a warning. That's a yellow card. That is a yellow card, but you can still get the points.
Right.
Because his name's not Bennett. Tony, brilliant. Tony, perfect. A pun. Toe, knee, his name's Tony. Perfect. Bennett, no, his name's Bennett. See?
Well, he's in London this week as well, so I don't know if it's sold out. I wouldn't mind.
Are you on drugs? Or have you- did I actually crack your head? Did I actually give you some brain damage? Because you're worse than usual now, it's like- go on.
Right, the second one. That's Scottish fella.
We've got to speed this show
no,
up!
Hang on a minute, hang on, I've just got to make sure it's right, we don't want to look stupid. That Scottish monster has got a bit of a tan.
I don't think we can look stupid with material like this.
TD, that Scottish monster's got a bit of a tan, the answer there, the darkness.
I'll give you that.
Right.
Well done.
And the last one.
Goal. Goal.
The 60s singer, he had a heart attack the other way whilst having it away, you won't be seeing him again. The initials FNM, that's Faith No More. Adam Faith. Right.
No! Doesn't count!
Why not? Adam Faith No More.
Right. Adam Faith No More? So, sorry, what is the clue? Is the clue Adam Faith, or is it Faith No More?
Just Faith, I suppose. Just Faith No More. As a 60s singer. So we got that. That's that. Safe for next week. What, who's the winner?
What do you make of it? You've got the deciding vote, Rick.
Well,
come on.
I mean, you know my feeling.
I mean, it works, Faith No More, but he's mixed up what cryptic is in that, because it start- because the fella- I mean, Adam Faith did actually die having it away, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's all about him.
It's all right. All the facts are right.
Anyway.
Okay, I think he's got a reprieve. I think I'll give it to him. I think I've got to give it to him, Steve. I think I have. He actually pulled that out of the bag, that one. There's no Jamaican fellas seeing icebergs or, you know, Whitney Houston. The closest he came to is Bennett, and I've got to let him off that. All I've got to be a fair ref here.
Well, fair enough, and well done to, you know, I'm always a fan of names that for some reason just strike me or tickle me.
Yeah.
And this week the lucky winner is, Dave Suckling. there's nothing amusing about that.
Oh dear.
So one on to Dave Suckling.
Okay. Well, Suckling wins it. Suckling takes the prize.
He takes the prizes. And well done to him. I guess there's more of that next week. And we're fast approaching the end of the show, Rick. I know you are excited about that, as am I.
Well, I know, but the best to come, because we've still got Bruce Springsteen coming up now, followed by Monkey News.
All right, Monkey News.
It's amazing.
Bruce.
What an amazing show this is. Monkey News!
Excellent. So, Monkey News time on XFM. Carl Pilkington, the man in the hot seat. Carl, what have you got for us?
Okay, Monkey News this week. we've covered a lot of stuff.
We have indeed.
Now, do you know, like, there's places where you can go for, like, weekend rests and stuff,
sure.
And you can... You relax, you sit in a little spa, you might have a swim and
yep.
stuff. Well, they've got a place done for monkeys.
Of course they have.
Right? They can go there, they relax, forget about all the stuff they've got going on in their head. They can have a manicure.
Right.
It's got nice meals.
It's not called a manicure, though, it's called a chimpacure.
Beauty treatments.
Yeah.
Right? Look good and stuff.
Yeah, well, look good, feel good, yeah.
Now, you might think, well, that's pretty normal.
Well.
The bit I haven't told you about is it's actually run by a couple of chimps.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! You're a maniac!
Like,
oh, for Christ!
Let's just.
A couple of chimps. Of course it's not.
No, it is because think about it, right?
Think about it. What do you mean? Yes, it is. Of course, it's not run by a couple of chimps. What do they do? Get a loan?
Right. If a chimp wants to have a rest,
yeah,
Where would you go to? A place that's run by humans that don't what don't they don't know what chimps' needs are?
No! My point is this, how did they get it together? How did the two chimps, what Mr. and Mrs. Chimp, went for a loan and said, I'll tell you what we need, a spa.
I think it started off quite simple, right? Just you know, basic stuff.
But they've expanded over time because it's become so popular.
It's gone mental down there.
Sure.
They've all heard about it. Now, the thing is, the problem is this, right? That isn't even the top and bottom of it, right?
Christ,
the problem is, it's been going on and on and on, right? It's been earning a lot of money and stuff. The monkeys are happy. The monkeys that go there are loving it. They're telling friends and stuff. They're all coming to it. Now, the problem is, it's this little man monkey and a little woman monkey, right?
Yeah.
They were sort of girlfriend and boyfriend.
Sort of. It's an open relationship, they can play around if they want.
Well, the problem is, they're not married, right?
Now, some trouble brewing.
The lad monkey, fella monkey, he's getting quite old.
Mm.
And the problem is, because it's his name that's down on all the
Carl,
stuff.
All the forms. Let him finish. I'm getting scared now.
Let him finish.
It's his name on the business, and the problem is his missus is kind of like, what's gonna happen?
Sure.
What are you getting this, where are you getting this from? What
Internet.
Carl! I don't know where to start!
No.
This is the- this
Carl,
is
just-
the,
can we just hear the end?
This is ridiculous.
So, the problem is, the
female monkey is worried that the male monkey
is gonna
die.
What's
gonna
happen with the business? What's gonna happen?
Of course.
Right? Now-
What do you mean, the business?!
The health
spa. There is no business! It's a joke!
Health
Rick,
spa.
You're not listening. His name's on the form. The male monkey's name, it's in his name.
Now the problem is, the woman monkey has got some kids, but because they're not blood relatives, it's not gonna be handed down to them. And the corpse-
What, they're kids from a previous monkey marriage?
Yeah.
Right.
So that, they're not gonna get it. Let me just check this out.
Yeah, otherwise you don't want to check the facts, otherwise you could look like a twat spouting shit on the radio. Please check the facts for scientific security.
And they're just a bit worried because they're saying that the people in Ohio, which is where they've got the little health thing going on.
So that makes it more believable that it's Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant it was Berkshire, in which case it would be rubbish.
It looks like the local people are trying to get in there. They've seen the success of it.
Sure.
And they're trying to go in and take it over and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Give me the piece of paper.
Throw it away. Play a record. That's the worst one I've ever heard. And you are- there's something wrong with you. You're educationally subnormal.
Final tune from us. Tim Buckley. Lovely song called Wings. Back next week?
Yep.
Yep. See you, Carl. Although you've spoken many times before.